The Conversation. Once upon a time, in the land of America, in a place called Brooklyn, two women attempted to have a conversation. "What a day I had," said Sylvia, a recent graduate of the Barbizon School for Pretentious Females Over 40, to her companion Maureen, a manicurist and graduate of the Billings House of Upper Lip Bleaching. "First, as I was perambulating the circumference of my environs, a blitzkrieg of ebony miscreants assaulted me with the glow of amplifiers until my oral cavities, which are much accustomed to more discriminating reverberations, converted themselves into a great void of nothingness." "Huh?" said Maureen. "While I was walking round the block this morning, a bunch of black kids was playing their music so loud I couldn't hear nothing." "Oh," said Maureen, while chewing her gum. "Oh, my God!" "Yeah," said Sylvia. "I almost regurgitated my cockerel victuals all over the place." Maureen stopped mid-chew, with her mouth open wide enough to see its contents. "Yeah, I heard of that happening on the news last night. Good thing that lady called 911 or she would have lost her house." Sylvia looked at Maureen, then at the ceiling, which often substituted for God before continuing her discourse. "Then this afternoon, because of the idiosyncrasy of my chronometer, I was unpunctual at the conveyance transference locality and was forced to ambulate to the province of my vocation." "Huh?" said Maureen. "My watch was slow, so I missed a bus and had to walk to Woyk." Oh, my God, don't you just hate that?" "Yeah," said Sylvia, "if I don't submerge my pinions in some thermogenic aqua pura, I'm gonna die." Maureen raised one perfectly plucked eyebrow and then slowly let it fall. Yeah," she said. "Didn't Julia Roberts get an Oscar for playing someone who'd had that? God, I love her. She's such a good actress." Sylvia became more intimately involved with the ceiling. This time, however, it was a nice country lane where happy little bunnies hopped and played over the rotting remains of Maureen. She sighed, contented and refreshed, before continuing to speak. "So after leave-taking the province of my vocation, discerning that it was an unaccountably agreeable day, I determined to promenade to my habitation." Maureen swallowed her gum. "On the way I passed by a panda of pornographers, which was beside a lech of dirty old men with protruding obscenities in their nether regions." She looked at Maureen. "You get what I'm saying here?"
I think so," said Maureen. "Oh, my God. Well, there was this guy, this rogue. Well, his posterior was seized so tightly in his raven cowhide breeches that I virtually oozed solvent all over my lips and down my chin." "Oh, my God," said Maureen. "Is that good?"
"Oh, yeah, it is," said Sylvia. "After a quick hello, we was like a lubricity of nymphomaniacs, a rut of satyrs, a concanitation of orgias."
"Huh?" We was doing it like rabbits all over the place." "Oh, my God. Yeah, it was wonderful."
They both looked dreamily off into the distance. "And I'll tell you something," said Sylvia, almost forgetting herself. "I don't think I'll be able to perambulate the circumference of my environs or any place else for a couple of days." "Well," said Maureen, "not unless you use lots of hairspray."